Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get the key. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. John Harrison and Ulala Njinga are our guests. They are outstanding small business owners. They're both black Americans, as we've discussed on the show in the past and other issues, whether we were talking about race or not, which we've had both of them on to talk about many different topics. Thank you, John. Thank you, Ulala, for staying with me. In the previous segment, both of you kind of gave us a little bit of a perspective on what you think about what's happening in Ferguson, Missouri. I'm going to give you a chance to do that some more, but I'm going to ask you to do it around some questions that I have, and because let me say this, can we set aside the part about the death and whether it was justified or not, and let the court sort that out? Because you and I aren't qualified to do that. We don't know enough. Can we do that, John? Ulala, is that unreasonable for me to ask that?
Absolutely, sure, and we'll yeah. have no choice. Actually,
well, wait a minute. No, that's the media. The media made that choice. The media has been trying this court in the media. This case in the media, right? I mean, hasn't that been going on?
That happens with most cases, and this one's no exception. Yeah. The media right. takes a side I mean, one way or the other and sort of tries yeah. to guide the public to a verdict in the court of yeah. public opinion. But ultimately, right. the courts will decide whether or not the force used was justified when they've looked at all the legally admissible
right.
evidence.
What do you think, Ulala?
Right. I mean, I'm with John with that. It's a matter of we weren't there. We don't have eyewitness account, and the alleged eyewitness account right. is shady at best at this point. So in terms of the actual act, an unarmed young man was shot, and that's the only fact that has remained intact. Everything else has been completely distorted by different vantage points of different media outlets. So I'm happy to put that issue to the side
right.
and deal with some of the underlying issues around trust and perception. And what's actually
and community responsibility and accountability. That's another thing. Well, one thing I want to point out, though, this unarmed thing keeps bothering me when people keep talking about being unarmed. If I'm a 150-pound or 175-pound person and somebody is coming at me who weighs 300 pounds, that's not exactly, and I'm not saying he did that, but I'm just saying we can't rule out the part that perhaps this unarmed, from a weapon standpoint, person might be menacing, you know, in other ways. That's one thing I think has to be pointed out. All right, so let's move on now. We'll talk about a couple other things. Does it bother either of you that within 2 days of this shooting, the Department of Justice, Attorney General Holder, started a civil rights investigation within 2 days? Does that bother either of you?
I don't know that I would say bother, but it felt kind of premature. I didn't understand the decision
Thank you.
So quickly when it was really clear that facts were being distorted
right.
and not enough information was available. So that, to me, it seemed a little dramatic.
Does that not tip the hand, John? Does that not tip the hand of the Obama administration in terms of their agenda?
I think it was political. I think that he was worried about appearing to do too little, too late, and that he has taken criticism in the past for not getting involved or not speaking up sooner on issues that had social import. So I think they jumped on it in order to not appear to be behind the curve. And I think in the past he's done that and done it prematurely. The situation
right.
of the arrest of Professor Gates in Cambridge, Massachusetts
right.
is an example of that. You know, when he said the police acted stupidly, had he waited a bit, he might not have said that.
And this case could come back to bite them as well. Does it? If you know that 1 year ago this week, an 88-year-old World War II veteran white man was beat to death with a flashlight by two black young black men, and nobody called anything out about civil rights from Washington, a civil rights case. Does it bother you that there's that discrepancy?
Well, there's two issues there, and that gets to be a delicate one, but an important one. I think, number one, there are people who have made civil rights violations when the victim is a minority person. They've made a career out of it. You know, the Al Sharptons of the world have made a career out of that.
The race merchants, the grievous merchants.
But the primary issue here was that it's not simply one citizen attacking another citizen.
It's a police officer.
It's the state.
The authority. I agree with that. Lala, what do you think?
Absolutely. And when we get down to the nugget of like why is an issue, one of the things that bothers me is why are some crimes sensationalized?
Yeah.
And there are millions and millions of crimes, unfortunately, that happen in this country every day.
What about all the children who were killed by drive-bys in Chicago? Why isn't the president and the attorney general all over the city of Chicago about this? Does that bother you?
I have a soft spot for Chicago. That's how
I got to North
Carolina by way of Chicago. But yes, I mean, that's a great example of what I'm talking about, is that it is unfortunate. Death is always unfortunate. That's my piece about, you know, really trying to uplift humanity. But how do we pick and choose which of those incidences gets the attention of the president?
Doesn't that come back to what John said? John, isn't it political?
Absolutely, it does.
It partly is, but it needs to be moral, and that's one of the reasons why it hasn't been happening, because it's easier to get an amen with a message on social justice than it is on personal morality.
When we come back, I want to talk about the voting situation, the demographic situation in Ferguson, and from a business owner standpoint. We'll do that after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.